Anderson heaving one down the sideline, and he's got Cass Allen.
Listening to the Bruin Bible. This is your host, Will Decker, bringing you UCLA football content all throughout the year for LA Football Network.
What's up, Bruin Bible listeners? This is your host, Will Decker. We are brought to you today by the good people at BetOnline. It is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, this is MMA and boxing, esports, and even golf. I'm going to be placing some big-time bets this year. NFL, we're talking about Rams-Chargers Super Bowl. That's my prediction. Going to be placing some future odds on that. MLB, I might be placing a bet on the Dodgers to make the World Series as well, given the year that they've had so far in the regular season. I'm going to be using it for all my MMA bets. Loving when a good fight's coming up. The Nate Diaz fight coming up this Saturday. Going to be putting a nice wager on that through BetOnline. Head on over to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What is up and welcome to a brand new edition of the Bruin Bible. Another game week. We are in week two of the college football season. Will Decker, your host here, joined by friend of the show as always, Jamal Madney. We got a very special guest in the house. This guy, Jacob Shames, he covers Alabama State for the Montgomery Register. He's got all the insights we are looking for this week when it comes to Alabama State and their football team as they travel to Westwood to take on the Bruins. Jacob, what's going on, my man?
Not a whole lot. It's good to be here.
Hey, man, we're excited to have you on, dude. First and foremost, we have a question that we like to ask people. What have you been binge watching, on your Netflix, your Apple TV? Yeah. What's been circulating, man? We are all ears for the binge watching.
I guess most recently, me and my girlfriend have been watching MasterChef together the latest season. But the last show I got through, I finished all three seasons of Succession during July. That took me about 3 weeks in July, right there.
Love that show. What great writing,
It's right up there for me.
That's awesome.
One of the best shows around, man. I know you're a good dude just off of your love of Succession. We're going to break it down with Alabama State heading into this year. They got a new coach, Eddie Robinson Jr., going to be stepping in there as the head man in charge. Kind of give us a little bit of background on Eddie Robinson Jr., what he brings to the table. Was he an offensive guy? Was he a defensive guy before he got to Alabama State? And how is he looking through week one? I think they won their first game of the season as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Alabama State's actually 2-0. They beat Howard in the MEAC SWAC Challenge in week zero, and then they beat Division II Miles in their Labor Day Classic last week. But as far as Robinson goes, he is a former player. He was a star linebacker at Alabama State. He played there from 1988 to 1991. He was one of the stars of the 1991 team that won the HBCU national championship. To say, I believe the only HBCU national title in Alabama State history. So he then went on to play 11 years in the NFL. He was with the Titans when they went to the Super Bowl for the first time. So he's been around. He had no coaching experience at all prior to taking the coaching job at Alabama State. But I went to Michigan. Think Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. This is kind of like a homecoming deal. He speaks with, it's clear he's, a lot of pride, a lot of love and a lot of respect for his alma mater, and really has a sense of the traditions and I guess the history that makes Alabama State Alabama State to him. And I think as a defensive player, as a linebacker, he clearly brings a defensive mindset. He wants his teams to be built at the line of scrimmage, you know, he wants it, you know, he wants an attacking defense. And, you know, so far, so good. Alabama State's, you know, allowed 26 points in two games. So, yeah.
And I want to start with the offensive side of the ball, too, because I saw some of the players that were able to transfer in there. And the most notable is Demetrius Davis, the quarterback I read in your article, was an Auburn commitment at one time and then, you know, went to Alabama State. He went 51-3 in high school, 13,000 total yards of offense from Texas. How has this kid been shaping up? Because this is his freshman year, if I'm correct. He's got two games under his belt. How is he looking right now with all this hype coming in for Alabama State?
Right. Well, you know, Davis, he's one of the most hyped players ever to set foot on the Alabama State campus. He, a real dual threat quarterback, a former four-star recruit. And, you know, he's someone who when he committed to Auburn, the Tigers, they didn't have a head coach. He committed, you know, he was a freshman there. He redshirted and, you know, then the offseason, Brian Harsin brings in a couple new quarterbacks. TJ Finley comes back, and I think Davis kind of sees the writing on the wall as far as Auburn goes. At Alabama State, so this is someone, you know, he's not, you know, it like he, this is not like in, as far as, you know, performance, He did not fail to live up to expectations at Auburn. He just, you know, he only spent 1 year at Auburn. You know, he's coming in as hyped as he was when he signed with Auburn. His first game at Alabama State, he showed quite a bit of what he has. He's a real dual threat quarterback. He can really make plays happen with his, with his arm and with his legs, keeping plays alive. Threw for 180 yards, ran for about 40 more. He suffered a slight shoulder injury early in their game against Miles last week. Right now it was minor. He likely could have played through it if it had been maybe later in the season or a more crucial game, but it was a slight injury to his throwing shoulder that the Alabama State coaches didn't want to risk anything more with. He's not fully participating in practice right now with Alabama State. But as far as this Saturday, he's probably more like a game time decision. Their backup is a player named Miles Crawley. He stepped in and played very well against Miles. I think he completed 9 of 18 passes for about 170 yards. He is also a little bit of a dual threat type quarterback as well. He's a little bit taller than Davis, 6'4", and he would get the start if Davis is not able to go.
Awesome,
Jacob. It seems like that could potentially be a really wild swing in terms of even the line of the game, right? When you talk about Davis being a potential, you know, starter, 4-star Auburn commit versus, you know, someone maybe isn't as decorated. So that's something really interesting to watch, I think, for our fans in terms of the outcome. I know you mentioned Davis as a dual threat QB. You know, UCLA has got the two-headed monster and Dorian Thompson Robinson and Zach Charbonnet, QB running back. What are we looking at in terms of the Alabama State backfield as complements to Davis and Crowley?
Well, you know, I think your first point, as far as the line goes, I think it's interesting because, you know, Eddie Robinson basically anticipates, you know, Alabama State can run the exact same offense with Davis and Miles Crawley in. Whatever drop off there is, both those players, Alabama State feels very confident running the, you know, the same type of offense with them. Robinson, said after the Miles game that, you know, he kind of sees them as 1A and 1A as far as quarterbacks go. So both those guys, if they play, they probably would contribute a little bit to the backfield, you know, rushing wise, that's an option with their legs. Right now, Alabama State has been, they've been going with a little bit of a rotation in the backfield. The main guy is probably Ja'Cory Merritt. He's a kid from Montgomery. He was the backup, kind of became the starter towards the end of last season for Alama State. I guess he would be the person you would call the starter. He is maybe the most complete back in the backfield. as far as being able to run between the tackles outside, catch the ball out of the backfield. So Merritt is probably the main guy in the rotation, but Alabama State also has Santo Dunn. He is a graduate transfer from Division II Morehouse. He is a little bit shiftier, smaller, and then there's another graduate transfer in the rotation, Jawan Howell. He's more of a bigger back, more of a bruiser. He transferred from North Alabama. And those are really the main three guys that Alabama State's been relying on out the backfield.
Amazing, man. And then I'm just looking at the receiving core that mm-hmm. you guys got, and it looks like a lot of talent has transferred into the program. I see Laviska Shenault's brothers now there, Lavonta Shenault,
yep.
Of the you know, Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. UConn transfer Jace Medlock is there. You got a Clemson transfer, Jalen Lay. I mean, that is right. a big deal as its own. Clemson being one of the bigger mm-hmm. Power Five schools. And then I didn't even mention the top pass catcher, Jeremiah Hickson's coming back too. You know, it sounds like Davis or, you know, Miles for whoever's playing is going to have, you know, their pick of the litter when it comes to the receiving core out there for Alabama State.
Right, right. Alabama State does have a lot of, you know, I think that's something that, you know, has defined Alabama State so far this season is that there's maybe not that one guy that, you know, you just have to say, we got to get the ball to this guy. But there are a bunch of players who can make an impact. And that's through a running back. That's also through a receiver. Jeremiah Hickson is the leading receiver from last year. Shenault, obviously, a former three-star recruit, Colorado transfer. There's also Tyree Saunders. He was at Virginia Tech in East Carolina, but didn't play at either of those schools. He had a pretty big catch in their season opening game. A player who's made a very big impact so far is Isaiah Scott. He's a newcomer. He is a transfer from an NIA school, Faulkner, but he was their leading receiver in the first game. And then obviously the tight ends, Jace Medlock and Jalen Lay. So there's maybe not that one guy, but there are four, but Alabama State has maybe four or five, six guys that, you know, either Davis or Crawley can feel comfortable throwing the ball to.
Yeah. And there's a guy, I just have to say, is his name Swerve? His first name is Swerve at the wide receiver position. Is that right?
I'd have to look that up.
Okay, yeah, because I saw it in the stats. I'm like, that is easily the coolest nickname I've ever heard. If a guy's name is just Swerve out there. Madman, mm-hmm. take him to the defense, my man.
Yeah, Jacob. But so obviously I'll sort of ask this question in a little bit of a hybrid way. Obviously we want to get some thoughts on defense. But how is Alabama State doing in the trenches, both offensive and defensive line? You know, one of the things that we saw in week one with UCLA was a much improved front seven. And so the ability to get to the quarterback, we've got the Murphy twins, Carl Jones Jr., and others. So how, maybe you could talk a little bit about kind of offensive line and how you think Alabama State's going to hold up and how they've done in their first two games, and then follow up with that with some notable folks on defense too, for us to keep an eye on.
You know, I think a lot about, you know, something, you know, what Deion Sanders said about the possibility of, you know, Alabama ever playing Jackson State. You know, Deion was like, you know, you got to give me another year. I got to get those big guys up front. You know, I think getting, you know, the guys who can compete with at the FCS level, the challenge is really getting the guys who can compete, you know, up front. You know, it all starts up front. There's a lot more talent now, you know, in the SWAC, you know, at Jackson State, you know, FCS all around the skill positions, but you know, that offensive line, the defensive line, that's where it all has to start. And I think that's, you know, I don't know how Alabama State will fare up front in, you know, a game against UCLA right now, but as far as in the context of the SWAC, Alabama State, I think, is pretty confident in their offensive line. They've got a pretty solid group full of a lot of guys who were very young last year and really, really were kind of thrown into the fire last year and have really gained valuable experience since. So, you know, Alabama State's offensive line, I would say, is going to be one of the strengths of the team as they head into conference play later in the season. On defense, Alabama State, this is another area that I think is going to be a strength for Alabama State as it heads into conference play. It obviously remains to be seen how that will hold up against a team like UCLA. But, you know, Alabama State held Miles to around 2 yards per carry in their week one matchup. And they were able to do that with a pretty solid rotation of, you know, 7-8 guys checking in and sharing snaps. And, you know, that's kind of what Robinson wants to see along the defensive front. You have to have rotation coming in. So Alabama State's got some talent and got some depth on the defensive front. So I think offensively and defensively, you know, Alabama State's defensive line, I think they're definitely a lot farther along than they were even the opening game of the season. So that will be a strength of theirs against FCS opponents for sure.
Well, that's great to hear, Jacob. And before I hand it back over to you. One last question on my end, Jacob. You know, this game is a big deal for UCLA, obviously on the field, but really even more its significance off the field. The first ever game against an HBCU opponent, UCLA, with its unprecedented history of social justice and sports. When you talk about Arthur Ashe, Kenny Washington, Jackie Robinson, Kareem, just all of the barriers that have been broken. So the symbolism of Saturday in many ways is more profound than even the Super Bowl. So certainly the significance is not lost on the UCLA fan base. What is kind of the Alabama State psyche about, you know, the significance of being the first HBCU opponent in the Rose Bowl? Obviously the excitement to see the bands and all of that. Maybe you could talk to some of the cultural elements and some of the off the field stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robbins said that, you know, his weekly press conference this week, you know, playing in the Rose Bowl, that's always been a dream of his. He said they're planning on, you know, getting to LA a little bit early. They're going to be able to take in some of, LA, some of the experience, hopefully. You know, Thursday they're going down to, you know, the NFL kickoff event, you know, before, you know, the Rams open up the season in LA. I also think playing in such a big venue, you know, like the Rose Bowl, playing against a pretty solid team in UCLA, you know, I think that's always going to be looked at as an opportunity for any team like Alabama State to, you know, get some guys, you know, some exposure, some visibility, as far as professional ranks go. I think Robinson cited, the performance of, you know, Titus Howard against Auburn a few years ago helped him, become a first round NFL draft pick on the offensive line. So, you know, that's something I think Alabama State's going to be, you know, looking forward to too. Just the, you know, ability to play on this kind of stage, you know. And, you know, the Hornets have actually, you know, done that a little bit. Their season opening game, that was on ESPN, and they were on ESPN Plus last week as well. I think that, you know, that kind of exposure is really valued as well. And yeah, definitely, I think they're looking forward to the experience and just trying to, you know, soak it all in.
A lot of great experience to be had too, coming to the Rose Bowl, a place where a lot of teams want to end up at the end of the season. I got some questions about the secondary because I read your article. You did such a good job of prepping me for the season coming with Alabama State.
Yeah.
You claim the secondary will have a top three effect within the SWAC conference. Mm-hmm. And that kind of starts with some of the guys, Keenan Isaac, Natron Culpepper, and Jeffrey Scott at free safety. How good is this secondary compared to the rest of the teams within this conference?
You know, I haven't gotten a chance to see any, you know, other SWAC teams yet this season, but I think this should be a pretty solid secondary. So far, you know, so far just overall, the defense has been pretty outstanding. That would be a strength. You know, Alabama State's offense has, you know, had quite a bit of, you know, a little bit of inconsistency this season. They lost five fumbles against Miles. I think Alabama State's offense certainly has, you know, potential, but right now I think it's the defense is a little bit farther along. You know, the run defense has really stood out to me so far, but that passing secondary I still believe is going to be a strength as well. You know, they've got quite a bit of size, and they do have some pretty solid FCS junior college transfer experience there as well. So right now Alabama State, I believe they have I would have to check for sure, but I believe their passing defense has been pretty solid as well this season, just numbers wise.
Awesome, man. Well, I want to ask you this because I'm sure you saw the spread for this game coming up. Mm. I think the biggest mistake you can make, whether in sports or life, is underestimating the opponent. Absolutely. Making sure that you're not overlooking anything. You're ready to go. and ready to take action. If Alabama State is going to give UCLA problems, in your opinion, Jacob, what will they do on Saturday to make that happen?
I guess Alabama State will, just have to hang around at the start. I think a quarterback like Demetrius Davis could potentially be that kind of weapon that, takes a UCLA a little bit to get used to. And I think Alabama State, if they get a little bit of confidence at first, maybe score an early touchdown. I think I can see Alabama State hanging in for a little bit against UCLA. Similar to what Florida A&M was able to do against North Carolina. I think the Rattlers eventually just pretty much tired out in that game. But I think Alabama State they'll probably be looking to get confident, get acclimated, and look for some early success, and see what happens from there.
Jacob, I want to thank you so much for coming on, man. Actually, the last question I got for you, I lied. I got one more question for you. Best character on Succession. Who's your favorite guy?
Oh man. Oh, that is a really tough one. Best or my favorite?
You can give me best and your favorite. We'll go with both.
I give one when you can give both. It's a buy one, get one free, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think Tom and Kendall are exceptionally written characters, right at the top as far as the writing and the characterization and, the depth of their, portrayal goes. As far as my favorite, I've been accused by, friends in passive, gravitating towards shows with that feature horrible, horrible people. And I can't say Succession has helped that reputation. Not that it's a bad or good reputation, but that is something I've been tagged with. That, I tend to watch shows with pretty horrible people. So it's hard for me to have a favorite in that regard. But true.
I think I'm a Greg guy. Honestly, I'm a big Greg guy. Love Greg.
I like Greg. I am drawn towards anything Roman does as well.
Yeah, Roman's a really interesting character arc. But you mentioned it, Tom, when he started the show, to where he was when they left us off.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be kidding me, man. I didn't see that coming. They left me on that cliffhanger. Jacob, so nice to meet you, man. You'll have to come back on in the future. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing your takes about the Alabama State UCLA game. Bruin Bible, we are officially